Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's day two of the draft, but it's a big day for the Patriots because they doubled their second and third round picks after a trade with the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday night, getting four picks for that first rounder. I think it was a good move. What are your thoughts?
Well, it was a pretty significant haul. They did move back quite a bit from 29 all the way down to 52. But yeah, they have two picks in the second round, two in the third. Nick Caserio late last night, actually early Friday morning, said they really feel that there are a lot of good football players left. Of course there are. But he also said that there were guys they were willing to take at 29 that are still around as we enter day two. Right. So I really think that they're going to have a chance to, you know, do some damage here. This is the sweet spot for them. You always know the second round, the third round, every year. This is where they like to have a lot of picks, and I think there's a lot of different directions they can go.
So that being said, do you think that they'll move up maybe in the second round?
It gives them the ammunition, that's for sure. They have that fourth round pick now. It's an early fourth round pick, one of the first picks on Saturday. That could be a key one that will help them if they do want to move up. You think about some of the guys that might be available that they're interested in. We know about the wide receivers.
Right.
Robert Woods, Terrence Williams. There's plenty of wide receivers that they could be interested in. I've been talking about Jesse Williams. There's guys that have fallen like Tank Carradine. There's definitely some players who people thought would be in the first round. I mean, Manti Te'o, Geno Smith, I don't think they're going for those guys. You never know. But they have the ammunition to move up if that's how they want to go. And I think that third round as well. They could move up in the third round if they stay where they are in the second.
That's right. And Justin Hunter, the wide receiver from Tennessee, who is who I picked in the second round. So there's still a chance that I could be right on that mock draft.
That's right. We both still could be right, just not the exact same number. Although the second round picks could be. But a lot of directions that they could go. And it definitely makes this Friday and Saturday stretch a little more exciting, because as we've talked about all throughout the week, they came in with a franchise low.
That's right.
Record low, five picks. Now they have eight total.
That's right. Now they have a fourth round pick and then an additional seventh round pick. So then we'll have four more to do on Saturday.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, that'll wrap it up for right now. We'll have you covered all draft long, though. So be sure to stay tuned right here on Patriots.com. That'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.